Doctor, Doctor, there you are.
We heard the sound of your ship.
It's a lovely day, and we're wondering why you're here in the dark.
Also, you are looking upon us strangely, and I do not like it.
Was just admiring this temple. I love a ruined temple. Love the way the ivy grows over it. Love what it says about time and ambition and all that, but if you pull away these creepers here... You care to tell me about this, Lops? Gaznak?
We have seen them before, of course. We invent fanciful and fascinating meanings for them.
Yeah. You invent meanings because it's not your artwork, is it? This wasn't carved and painted by Ninus. You see this kind of desperate story left behind all over the universe when a civilization's been under attack from a much more powerful force. What does that look like to you up there?
It is shorter than the other figures.
That's a Sontaran.
He has no face.
It's a helmet. Armor.
So you can provide us with the true meaning of all this nonsense. This is wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. Fantastic.
I see it. The lines between the figures. They are terrible blows. And this is smoke. And this figure is bent and weeping. They're being killed.
The taller people. The ones being massacred. They're the former inhabitants of Salvation 9. Centuries after this was painted, the Intergalactic Alliance was able to detect the Sontaran distress beacon. They also expected to find native life on this world, maybe from their records. But when they scanned and found only Sontaran life patterns, they put two and two together. These things usually follow, you see.
Doctor!
This is a lament. You're looking at a terrible lamentation. It shows how a single Sontaran squadron began wiping out an entire people. The people of this forest. A genocide.
We don't know that word.
Well, you do now.
Doctor!
Stay away from me.
Doctor, halt immediately. We knew nothing of these people. We had forgotten them.
You think that makes it better? That you couldn't even be bothered to remember slaughtering a whole planet?
It wasn't us.
The Navark was right. Just the same old Sontarans, basically. Should have known it. Shouldn't have fallen for it.
Friend, please proceed much more carefully.
Why? What's your argument going to be now, Lops? It's going to take something pretty special for me not to just hop back in the TARDIS and tootle off, you know. Because excuses like, it wasn't me, just will not cut it.
No, I mean, please walk slower and quieter.
Why should I?
Because these are our birthing grounds.
Say again?
The Earth all around you, it's full of children.
And they're quite delicate.
So, what? The biomass regulators over there?
That's right. They charge the soil.
Huh. And are all these little mounds these kind of molehills? So they're actually...
I'll show you. Look, this one just here. There we are.
They're the top of heads. Tiny little Sontaran heads. Wait, why haven't I seen children all over the place?
They are rare. The soil energy has to be regulated with extreme caution. Once a clone splice is planted, it takes many years to form the young body. But the plates in the head eventually fuse in a visible way, by which time birthing is possible.
And when that time arrives, we grab them by the top of the skull and yank them up out of the earth.
What, like a kind of a...
Yes, like a cabbage.
I don't know what to...
Are you feeling unwell, Doctor?
I find it all quite moving, actually. I never thought I'd see the day. I'm on a roller coaster here.
If part of you is malfunctioning, we can amputate it.
Thanks, I'll, no. Ta. You realize what you are? All you Niners. I've been fighting it. Didn't want to believe it. I thought, no one can escape a past like that. But sometimes the universe just gives you a kick up the backside. There's no doubt, this shows it. You're a new species. You're a fundamentally different life form.
How did that happen?
Yes, how? We weren't asked.
It happened naturally. because you developed an amazing, life-changing attitude to something you lost.
What did we lose?
A war. In fact, you lost the whole concept of war.
Is that bad, normally?
I'd say only under highly specific circumstances. Unfortunately, I think we're under those circumstances right now. No, no, don't look up. I didn't mean... What I mean is there's no way at all to defend this... Oh. Oh, hang on.
Hang on to what?
A fundamentally different life form. A whole new species!
I think maybe he's stuck. He keeps saying things again.
Gaznak, with your permission, I'd like to speak to all the Niners, all of them. Right, okay. Hello, everyone.
Keeps getting weirder.
Well, Gaznak's told you the situation. It's bad. The Navarth, who leads the fleets converging on Salvation 9, she's a creature of honor, and she'll fulfill her duties no matter what. Even the fact that you grow babies here, well, that isn't going to change anything in her eyes. But one thing might save you. And that's your ancestors.
Silence for the Doctor.
Here's the idea. If a Suntaran military leader were to disown all of you Niners, to deny that you're true Suntarans, then I reckon the Navarth will do the honourable thing, withdraw the fleet, and Bob's your uncle, this is all over. No, what? Wait, I haven't finished! There's still a problem. You'd have to be disowned by a Suntaran of the same rank as the Navarth, which is, yeah, pretty high. And also... We need to get them here to Salvation 9 to see how different you are. We can use my TARDIS, but the only place you'll find a Suntaran Field Marshal is in the heart of battle. And that's where I'd have to go. Into an apocalypse of fire and blood, then out again. And my plan only works if... two of you come with me. I'd need you to be in disguise, to act like your ancestors, to pretend you'd captured me, that you were taking me to your leader. It's the only way we can get up close enough to snare ourselves a proper Suntaran warrior.
If anyone has any questions, please raise your hand.
Yes, Lops.
I'm Ilinx. Lops is over there.
My mistake. Really sorry.
That's quite all right. I have a question and a follow-up question. If we can accompany you into this so-called apocalypse of fire and blood, is there a chance we'll die?
Can't lie to you, yes.
Thank you. And does dying hurt?
When anyone in our village dies, we often debate whether or not dying must always hurt. Of course, no one has ever been able to report back on what it feels like at the very end. But now we have you, an expert in death, who we can ask directly.
Sorry, is it a rude question?
Just a difficult question. I've died a few times. It's always different.
I thank you for your personal honesty, and I will now sit down and think about your answer.
Doctor, we will take your proposition and put it to a vote.
Good.
A vote normally takes 5 days.
No.
Sometimes 7.
No. Look, voting's brilliant. Not about to argue with that, but right now, we've got 30 minutes, maybe less.
30 minutes until everyone here dies?
Yes.
Then everyone will die in 30 minutes. But if 2 people might die sooner than that, we need to have a vote.
You know, I've never told a Suntaran I love them before, but you're getting close.
Unless? Unless, as leader in circulation and leader in circulation designate, Lops and I assume direct responsibility for the situation and accompany you ourselves.
Look, I can't ask you to do that.
Make your mind up, death expert. It'll be quicker than a vote.
Okay, 2 things you need to know straight off. First of all, about my ship. When we get there, you'll notice it's bigger on the inside than the outside.
That's all right. I also sometimes forget to tidy up.
Agreed. Nothing unusual there.
Easier than expected. Okay, second thing. Your ancestors have some tacky but workable means of time travel.
Even though we're about to use the TARDIS, we have to assume they can project ahead of us, ruin the whole plan. So the clock is ticking in your standard way.
Clock?
We've literally got 25 minutes until the fleet attacks, maybe less, before the Sontaran army realizes it has a field marshal missing. Got to treat this as real time, no hanging around in the vortex.
Wouldn't dream of it. I'm eager to return promptly and see how all of this ends.
Oof. All right, then. Everyone aboard for a crash course in how to be a Sontaran.